For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Leaders of Tennessee's Freemasons voted today to uphold a ban on gay men. Meeting in Nashville, the Grand Lodge of Tennessee held firm in the belief that homosexuality is un-Masonic, a view also shared by the Grand Lodge of Georgia. Chris Hodapp, author of Freemasons for Dummies, says that the debate has been discussed nationally on websites and Facebook pages.
Most of the remarks that I've received have been very disappointed in the results of the vote.
The Grand Lodges of California, Washington, D.C., and the country of Belgium have already suspended relationships with Tennessee, which has officially banned gays for 30 years. The policy was only enforced last June when two Memphis Masons got married. Dennis Clark and Mark Henderson, formerly of Park Avenue Lodge, were suspended. Clark said that the vote damages the fraternity's reputation.
It's a way of institutionalizing an unhelpful and unuseful form of bigotry.
Sources inside the secretive organization say that one leader who argued against the ban in Nashville was removed from office. Some of the state's 30,000 Masons have already quit over the stance, which could stigmatize members in the public eye. Clark said that many Masons who value the traditions and charity work of Freemasonry are already looking for ways to disassociate themselves.
The Grand Lodge of Tennessee has become, in our eyes, an illegitimate institution that no longer embraces the same tenets and precepts and concepts that we embrace as Freemasons.
The gay ban could still change, but it will be March of next year before another vote will be taken. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank in Nashville.